Thank you.
I'm thankful for Pilgrim Camp. I'm thankful for his eye is upon Pilgrim Camp and how he has blessed in the past, and he's poured out his spirit, poured out his salvation. The last time I was here was last year at the end of fourth period. I was very tired, but I was also very gratified for what he had done in the boys, how he had met us. He had given them a wonderful time, wonderful weather, and they, not one of them was sick except for one the last night. He was feeling better in the morning when he went home, but, you know, just in the natural, we didn't have any serious injuries. You know, sometimes you hit that tetherball wrong and your hand gets hurt, but there was no serious injuries, no sickness except for that one. And so that was great in the natural, but more importantly, the Lord met us in the meetings. The Word of God went out. We were able to worship him and draw near, and his presence came to us.
Hallelujah.
And that's
Thank
the most important
Lord.
Thing. And now it's 2014. Last year was 2013. This is 2014. Is God able for 2014?
Yes.
I think so. His word says so. He's faithful. His mercies endure forever.
Hallelujah.
He's gracious. He's loving. He can't help himself. As people gather in his name, as they focus on him, as they look to him, he can't help himself. He just pours out his salvation. I'm thankful for that.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Return can I make for mercy so constant and sure? I'll love him, I'll serve him with all that I have as long as my life shall end. When I waken from sleep, and they gladden my heart at the noon. They follow me on into shades of the night, when the day with its labor is done. For mercy so great, what return can I make for mercy so constant and sure? I'll love him, I'll serve him with all that I have as long as my life shall endure. His angels of mercy encompass me round, wheresoever my pathway may lead. Each turn of the road some new token reveals. Oh, for me life is blessed indeed. For mercy so great, what return can I make for mercy so constant and sure? I'll love him, I'll serve him with all that I have as long as my life shall endure.
Thank you.
His goodness and mercy will follow me still, even unto the end of the day. I have His sure promise, and that cannot fail, that His mercy endureth so great. What return can I make for mercy so constant and sure? I'll love Him, I'll serve Him with all that I have, as long as my life shall end.
Maybe it would be well tonight if we took a few moments now and just prayed for 2014, the upcoming camp season, the boys and girls that will be here in the cottage throughout the summer, the girls in July and then the boys in August, and the staff members, and of course Watch Rock, all the special events that will take place, the Chinese fellowship retreat in June and the youth retreat at I guess in July, the end of July, and Labor Day retreat. Let's pray that the Lord, His mercy endureth forever, Brother George said, and it does. God, who is rich in mercy, and He's still the same, and we need to ask Him, though. Don't presume, well, God's good all the time God's good. So He was good last year, He'll be good this year. We need to ask Him. We need to ask for His help, for His mercy. We need to let our requests be made known to God with thankful hearts. And part of the thanksgiving is, Lord, we could think back to last year, all through the summer. Brother George is talking about nobody got hurt, nobody got sick. And I thought, Lord, I pray that this year I'll have a period where nobody gets hurt or sick. That would be a blessed change. But yet, God is faithful, and in the difficulties and trials, the Lord answers prayer and manifests Himself, and we can trust Jesus to do that with all. How many years has camp been in existence, and how many boys and girls and young people have come to the camp, and now they're old people and grandfathers or are gone to heaven to be with the Lord, and thousands of people. Children have found or heard of Jesus Christ here, and God is merciful and has been faithful, and this year is no different. We could pray and ask Him to give us help throughout this season, that the Lord Jesus will be glorified. And maybe there's a prayer in your heart. Maybe you would like to lead us in prayer. Maybe more than one of you would like to lead us in prayer. Just say, Lord, help us. Lord, come. and manifest yourself. We'll all pray together with you, of course. And if you don't lead out, why, pray anyway. God bless Pilgrim Camp 2014. Lord, exceeding abundantly above what we could even ask or think. Lord Jesus, you have been faithful. You remain faithful. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for what you've done. Thank you for your mercies, for your faithfulness. Oh, Lord Jesus, your mercies are new every morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for this privilege, Lord, to be here this weekend, Lord, and work and pray and enjoy these hallowed grounds, Lord God. So that child who grew up in church, who never really knew God, Lord, but was dragged to church all the time, let him come to this camp. Let him hear something, Lord.
Oh,
let a seed get planted, Father, that can
yes,
change
Lord.
His heart, Lord.
Yes,
God.
Lord.
That he can know you, Lord Jesus.
God.
To that kid, Lord, in the streets who comes
Jesus,
to this church.
Jesus,
this hallowed
Jesus,
ground, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Let him hear something. Let someone say
yes,
something,
Lord.
Father,
yes,
that can
Lord,
change
Jesus.
His heart, Lord God. Plant that seed, Lord. Let it grow.
Oh,
let him
God.
Think about
it,
what's
Lord.
Going
Do
on,
it, Lord. Do it, Lord.
Let that battle in his heart and spirit, Lord, win
Jesus,
over to you, Lord
Jesus,
God. Let
it, Lord. Yes,
be
Lord.
One for your glory, Lord.
Yes,
Jesus.
Lord. Yes,
Lord.
Lord,
I just pray, Lord, that all these
God,
children, Lord,
do,
get,
Lord. Come
get
to
touched,
Lord, come to every boy
God,
and girl. Come to every
see it. Let the spiritual
Jesus.
Eyes, Lord, be
opened,
Lord,
yes, Lord.
And
let
know
them
that
see
there's
you,
something
Jesus,
better, Lord,
to behold
something else.
Jesus. Lord,
this is a cruel world, Lord. Let them know, Lord, your love, Lord.
Yes,
let them
Lord.
See Jesus in all the concerts, Lord, and other kids around
yes,
them,
Lord.
Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Let them
grant
be saturated,
it, Lord. Grant it, Lord.
Let them yes. be
granted,
cleansed,
Lord.
Bring them to an understanding
Hallelujah.
Of you, Lord. Let them ask
Hallelujah.
Questions, Lord.
Hallelujah.
To all those children, Lord, that come
Lord
here, Lord, let them
Jesus,
be touched.
Touch
even the camp
Lord,
counselors
Lord,
that, that I'm not sure.
Jesus.
Let them be touched, Lord, and get closer to you,
yes,
Lord.
Lord. Yes,
everyone
Lord.
Touched,
everyone,
Lord,
and come draw us nearer.
And bathe them all, Lord,
draw
in the Holy Spirit,
near.
Lord. Let them all be washed, Lord. Thank you, Lord
Amen,
God.
Amen, Lord.
Praise
Thank
Jesus.
You for it, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen, Lord. Amen, Lord. Thank you for it, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen, Lord. Grant it. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, that we can depend on you to meet every need at camp.
Lord, meet this need.
We pray, O God, as the coordinators are recruiting and gathering the staff, that you will bring the right ones on.
Yes,
staff,
Lord. Do that, Lord.
Bring those
God.
Whose heart is truly in tune with you.
God, grant
Lord,
that,
to
oh
serve
God,
you,
Lord.
Lord. We pray, O God, that you would put in the counselors' hearts and minds the correct studies for the bunk worships. And we pray that the head counselors will be led by the Spirit as to what they should bring forth as a topic. We know, O God, that we desire more and more that this be a Spirit-led camp.
Yes, Lord.
For the Holy
oh, Lord,
Spirit
Jesus.
Has full control over everything.
Jesus,
said,
have your way. Jesus.
We pray more than ever that we will have faith.
God, grant it, dear Lord, grant it.
Help
us, Jesus. We need your Spirit.
Our own
we need your Holy Spirit.
Help us rely upon you and
yes,
the Spirit.
Lord. Yes,
working
Lord.
In us and through us.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we know that you want to continue
Hallelujah.
The work as you have in the past, and we thank you for everything that has been done on these grounds over the years,
yes,
for every
Father.
Healing that has taken place, for every kid that has accepted you as their personal
Hallelujah.
Savior,
yes, Lord,
for every
Jesus.
Person who has been delivered from bondage. Oh, God,
thank
you,
Lord. Thank you for it, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
This mighty work of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Give us faith
yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Pray in the Spirit.
Thank
in
you,
these
Jesus.
Days preceding the opening of camp,
Hallelujah. Father,
Lord,
thank you for
Lord,
Jesus.
We recognize that we need your
we
help
thank you for
and
it,
your
Jesus.
Strength and your working among us. And so we
Lord,
ask this,
Lord,
Lord
Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord, do it, Lord. Do it, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen, Lord. Amen, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, Lord. Amen, Lord.
Brother Ernie before was speaking about how the Lord works in us and He desires to change us and how He does a mighty work in us. And I had to think of years ago when I was in a business that, it was in the days when discos were quite popular. Of course, I was far from the Lord, and I had a disco in Queens, and it was a pretty big disco, and I had the best sound system. I had those tweeters and the booms, and I had bubble machines and smoke machines. It was the whole works, and I was in there every night, and that beat got into me, and the Lord marvelously drew me to Himself. While I was still in that business, of course, I had to get rid of it and did it gladly. I realized that that's not where I should be, but that beat was still in me. And the Lord delivered me immediately from certain things in my life that I had accumulated along the way, but that beat was still there. You know, that beat that gets not only kids, but adults moving. That's a replica of our heartbeat. Just a little faster than our heartbeat. And it's in us naturally from we're in our mother's womb that we hear that heartbeat. And that gradually takes hold of us as they put the rhythm to it and the different types of music. But anyway, I didn't know what to do. It was in me. And another thing that didn't seem to leave right away was it was sort of like the melancholy caffeine high that I had. I had the joy of the Lord. I knew my sins were forgiven. And as I said, I was really happy. But there was, all of a sudden, something would come over me, like a very melancholic type thing. And so I knew the Lord wanted to get rid of both of those things. Those were my two besetting sins, but the trick was that I really didn't want them. Really wanted the Lord, and I didn't want to entertain them. And I remember at that time I was able financially just to take off for a couple of years, and I used to come up when they had the winter program here, when the former director Brother Gardner was here. And I remember sitting in the prayer room in those meetings. Sister Antia was around at that time. I don't know if Danny was here at that time, but we used to have meetings, and then wonderful altar calls. I believe in our altar calls, where nothing seems to be going on, and when something very mighty and powerful is going on. And I remember sitting in that prayer room right over there. I'd come up on weekends, cook for whatever retreat was going on, and get into those altar calls. And I didn't know how it was working or what was working, but I knew something was going on. And it was the power of God coming over me and totally removing that. But that beat was still there. That beat was still there. And I go to it. I even changed dentist because he piped in music that drove me. And it really bothered me. It really bothered me. And then once, during my devotions, I read a verse, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. And it suddenly came to me, it's a choice. I have a choice. I don't have to like that. And I don't know how that worked either, but the Lord just put that in my soul. And I said, well, I don't love it. As a matter of fact, I naturally I may want to tap my feet to it, but I don't love it. I choose not to. And the Lord helped me to. And again, it was because I was in His Word and in His presence. And I'm thankful for that. And which is not to say, just heard Gloria Gaynor's I Will Survive recently, and I felt my foot tapping. It's not that I can't appreciate a good beat, but it doesn't grab hold of me. and it doesn't bother me. I was delivered. I was delivered, and that's what the Lord would like us to do. And the second point I felt I should say tonight is how the Lord remembers. He knoweth our frame, and He remembers that we are dust. And how often, especially young people, I think of young people who maybe realize something is in their nature, or in their that they want deliverance from, or they want the Lord to meet them. They fall, and we get into a rut. And the Lord just loves honesty when we come and pray to Him. I did it again, Lord. You know, I don't want to do that. I did it again. Help me to immediately come to the Lord and say, Lord, I did it again. But You are here to help me, to deliver me, and to give me the grace or the strength of whatever it is next time. Help me, Lord, before I do it, before I say it, whatever You're dealing with God about, and the Lord will come. He remembers that we are dust, and His grace is infinitesimal. He will come to our needs and meet our needs as we come to Him.
Amen. Amen. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Every need is hand supplying. Every good in Him I see.
And to live for You and be a mighty shining light for You, dear Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Also, thank You for the my office came holiness unto the Lord, and I pray, Lord, that there be holiness unto the Lord on this time, all summer long.
Yes.
Right now, from the beginning, from the opening, dear Jesus, for the closing of the camp, all Jesus, move over this camp.
Yes, Lord.
All Jesus, move right here. And that hearts be open unto you and come with expectation. Lord, I thank you that we can work all this ahead of time.
Yes,
for the preparation in the place.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Number 75 in the white book. It's a prayer that we could all pray for ourselves and for camp. Number 75. If you'd like to stand, we could change our position. Seats on that last.
Teach me to love.